Jane Fonda, hi.
Doesn't Miss Fonda realize...
Realize what?
Realize that if the North Vietnamese were to go home and stay there, that the Americans would all return home and the bombing would end and the South Vietnamese could get their own government any way they wanted?
The Pentagon Papers have now revealed to us, and it's... If very few has had time to read the Pentagon Papers, but this is the Pentagon Papers Digest, which gives a very brief account of the contents of that. And you'll get the address of where you can obtain that. It will be flashed on the screen. It becomes clear through the Pentagon Papers that, and this is a direct quote, in the South Vietnam is essentially the creation of the United States. The division between North and South Vietnam is a result of the fact that the Eisenhower administration prevented general elections from taking place in 1956. He said at the time, this is Eisenhower who said it, that if elections had been held, Ho Chi Minh would have been elected president of a united Vietnam by the vast majority of people in Vietnam. And so the CIA, along with the Eisenhower administration, prevented those elections from being held. This is not rhetoric. This is documented from memos from the Eisenhower administration at that time. So another fact that is documented in the Pentagon Papers is that when we began to send military advisors there under the Kennedy administration, there were more U.S. military advisors than there were North Vietnamese. That in fact we provoked the North Vietnamese from to come into the South to help the South Vietnamese who were being attacked by the invading U.S. forces. Again, this is in the Pentagon Papers, through memos by the Secretary of State, by the President, by the head of the CIA, by the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And I urge you all to read what our government has said about what was going on at that time. Yeah.